Every legislative session, Texas lawmakers fight to make access to guns less restrictive. In the past, lawmakers would use crime statistics to push gun legislation at the Capitol. But a new study published in the Journal of Criminology by researchers at Texas A&M Health Science Center School of Public Health may be poking holes in claims that increasing the number of concealed handgun permits leads to less crime. The study's leading researcher, Dr. Charles Phillips, says past studies on the issue were limited to just a before and after snapshot on crime rates from a statewide perspective.
We decided that in order to hopefully improve on that, what we would do is not look at the passage of legislation, but instead we'd look at the rate at which handgun licenses were issued and changes in crime.
Phillips says that researchers looked at this data on a county-by-county basis in four different states.
We did that analysis using the sort of decades of data from these sort of 500 counties and found, in fact, that there was no relationship.
Larry Arnold, a CHL instructor and executive director for the Texas Concealed Handgun Association, says for him and his students, having a concealed handgun permit is more about their own right to self-preservation.
We're not about law enforcement. We're not about preventing crime. We're not about punishing people. We're there for self-defense to drop the crime rate for us, personally.
A&M's study also found that increases in request for CHL permits for a community led to an increase in the number of gun shops and shooting ranges offering concealed handgun classes. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.